Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back, and happy post-Thanksgiving. Hope you all had a wonderful, joyous celebration, however it may be. If you were lucky enough to prepare the feast at home, I hope it all went well. If you were invited guests somewhere, that definitely is the way to be. And if you dined out as I did, I hope everything lived up to expectations, because I know a lot of wonderful restaurants were really doing a quality Thanksgiving evening. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning live from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks hockey and Angels baseball. And happy to say the Ducks are still doing well. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Always appreciate you joining us, particularly this busy Thanksgiving holiday weekend. I know everybody is rushing about doing various things. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder and CEO of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, and also the founder of Two Birds in Irvine's Trade Food Hall. And for you pizza lovers out there, we don't forget Big Farm, Big Parm, that is, in the mess hall in Tustin. And also the full-service Raw by Slapfish on Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach, adjacent to the original Fast Casual Slapfish. Had a very busy Thanksgiving holiday, but he will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And, of course, leave it to Chef Andrew on Thanksgiving. He was raising money for our veterans, supporting the Save the Brave nonprofit. So Chef Andrew will be talking about that. But always appreciate how he extends himself, not just in the holiday period, to benefit worthy causes in whatever way he can. Definitely commendable. And I'm happy to say Aaron is here with us in technical excellence this morning. And Aaron, I understand you did the Thanksgiving feast with your lovely wife this year, and the turkey turned out well.
Yeah, all credit to my wife. Well, 80% credit to my wife.
Aaron, being very humble, but I know you're in a new abode, and so entertaining for a group, you definitely had a little bit of a formidable challenge there. So happy to acknowledge all of that. Talking about technical excellence, I want to thank Lilani, who just turned over the booth to Aaron. She's a very creative cook, and she brought in something that she created for Thanksgiving. It is a pumpkin cheesecake pie, graham cracker crust with pecans, and light. You know, I love cheesecake, but like macaroni and cheese, sometimes it just can be too heavy. So a teaspoonful is more than you can handle. So cheesecake decadence, but not over the top, in terms of you have one bite and that's it. I think a very satisfying dessert. So I'm glad I got a chance to get in on that. And again, congratulations to Lilani on her culinary skills, which I've not had a chance to experience before, and was delighted to. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms, a lot of information there that connects Saturdays. And as a matter of fact, if you look at our Instagram feed right now, you will see some images from my Thanksgiving feast at Manuela in downtown LA in the Arts District, and really just a wonderful evening. They did a great job, and service was exemplary. So website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week, as we have been for over the past 9 years, by our good friends at Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And now that we're in the holiday gift season, do keep in mind, Melissa's has a line of wonderful holiday gift baskets in all price ranges, which will definitely satisfy when the receiver gets them. I send these gift baskets to our own VIPs, so I speak from experience. Also, who wouldn't love at holiday time a gift package of prime steaks? West Coast Prime Meats does now have a retail division. You can get some incredible proteins from them. And again, everything is top quality. They are actually shipped. They deliver in their own trucks. And something special for that meat lover that might be on your gift list. So definitely keep that in mind. Of course, no leftovers on the SoCal Restaurant Show today. Perish the thought. We will start with a new restaurant that actually is within walking distance of Angel Stadium. I've had my eye on it for a while. Many of you will remember the site as the Zove's restaurant in Anaheim. When, unfortunately, Zove's had to close due to the pandemic, the Carmardian family, second generation now running the operations side of the business, they decided it would be a good time to reconceive that particular location because with the sports venues here, Angel Stadium and Honda Center, it's a little bit of a younger crowd that goes there. The bar program becomes very important, particularly specialty cocktails and craft beers, a little bit more accessible in terms of the menu and a little bit more reasonable on the prices, even though Zove's was always a good value for what it is. So that is now Roxy's, R-O-X-Y apostrophe Z, Eat and Drink by Zove's, and second generation restaurateur Armin Karamardian, who's been a guest on this show numerous times over the years. This is a special project for him because, of course, you wonder, well, what does Roxy's mean? Roxy is Armin's grandmother. So this is a tribute to her, a fiercely independent woman that we will learn more about. And what a loving tribute to her as this restaurant, you know, continues and will be a legacy to the family. Then we are talking with food experts later in the show. We're going to be visiting with Farley Elliott, who we've not had a chance to speak with in a while. Farley is the senior editor of Eater LA. They cover daily restaurant news primarily in the greater LA area, but are doing more coverage in Orange County, I'm happy to say. And Eater has the reputation, and deservedly so, that they break more restaurant news than almost anyone else. And Farley always has his ear to the ground. And he's also very generous in sharing credit. When they get a lead from someone else, or they get a story or a news item from someone else that wasn't originated by either Eater, one of their staff writers, or one of their correspondents, they always graciously give credit. And unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't always happen, but I appreciate it when the editorial policy of a publication like LA Eater does that. You know, it's the right thing to do. Then, of course, Vegas is big for the holidays. Many of you were there over Thanksgiving. We'll be going there for Christmas and New Year's. Our man in Las Vegas, food journalist Al Mancini, will be joining us a little later in the show. He was for 4.5 years one of the food, restaurant, and entertainment writers for the Las Vegas Review Journal. Earlier this year, went out on his own, has a wonderful new weekly podcast that drops every Friday morning called Food and Loathing, focusing on the Las Vegas scene and bringing you interviews with personalities that are a little behind the scenes, might be a little hidden, but are definitely worth knowing about. Then we will conclude with Chef Andrew, as I mentioned earlier in the show, talking about what he did to benefit a wonderful charity on Thanksgiving. Ukraine, but also his recent trip to Washington, D.C. to appear as part of a congressional roundtable on what is facing small businesses right now. So definitely a full show. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we come back, it's the 411 on Roxy's Eat and Drink by Zove with second-generation restaurateur Armin Karamardian. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.